It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, now at 10 p.m. right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area, and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, retail, communications, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you're certain to gain solid advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, thank you, and to the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays an important support role, Rena, Cirilli, Miriam, Ellie, Dina, thank you, and to the great folks here at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you, and of course to Bonnie, who's joining me here today. We didn't get to the guest yet. We'll get to him in a moment. I just would like to also thank the special mention, and I'd like to give special mention to the various channels that we're syndicated on. First of all, the Mishpacha Magazine column. The most recent column, I believe, was the one with the founders of Warby Parker. Pretty cool. If you're a subscriber to Mishpacha, you get it. Otherwise, you pick it up on your newsstands. The Take 5 column, where we have takeaways from the highlights of a radio show. C-Suite Radio we're on, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, iTunes, YouTube. C-Suite TV, we recently had, I think we featured the interview we had with Sam Walker of the Wall Street Journal and about his new book about the Captain Class. That was pretty cool. And as I mention all the time, every single episode here is available at WABCBizRadio.com. Again, that's WABCBizRadio.com. On there, you'll see the videos that we had of special episodes. Tonight's episode will be videoed as well, and you will be able to find it at WABCBizRadio.com. Also, if you follow me on social media, that's the quickest way or the best way to find out who our upcoming guests are going to be. On Twitter, that's YSaftless. I think I'm the only Yitzhak Saftless in North America, so it should be easy to find any way you spell it. But on Twitter, it's YSAFTLAS. Facebook, the Mind Your Business page, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, the whole thing. Also, a special shout out and thank you to our past guests. We've had John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Dan Sullivan, a friend of our guest tonight. We had him on, Keith Mistrich, CEO of Amalgamated Bank, Steven Sato, former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers, Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, David Colby of the Colby Corporation, Jeffrey Colon of Microsoft, James Rosebush, former senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan, so many other amazing guests, Dr. Adrian Boise of the Cleveland Clinic. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. Without further ado, we're going to our amazing guest in studio. Can't believe we got him. Jerry Robert. Some background about a very distinguished guest. Jerry, we'll talk about it. He's not afraid to say it. He went from a life of poverty to earning millions of dollars a year. That in itself is a story. He's a 5-times best-selling author, international speaker, and publisher and president of Black Card Books. Black Card Books is one of the fastest growing book companies in the world and offers a crash course on publishing with a 2.5-day boot camp that they have throughout the year, throughout the country. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss what you can do to set yourself apart from the competition, the importance of establishing yourself as a thought leader in your industry, and why and how, yes, you should publish a book. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Jerry Robert. Jerry,
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here, man.
Thank you.
I'm really excited about what we're going to talk about tonight.
Me too. I mean, every single week we have some unique angle. We have not talked about this yet. And I mean, I got a ton of questions for you, but so I'm not sure, you know, if I go out of order, forgive me here. But, you know, tell us about yourself. You're the president of Black Card Books. You talk about it on your video. You know, you're living a life of poverty. You're a millionaire now. What's the deal? You didn't rob a bank.
Something happened. I met a mentor and he showed me how to change my thinking. And if you change your thinking, you could change your results. And so at that time, I was in my mid 20s. I'd been earning $100,000 a year, which I thought was a big deal, until he made two statements. The first statement is when I told him I was making $100,000 a year. The first statement was, that was garbage, which, like, what? I thought, what are you talking about? How could that be garbage? He said, it's garbage for you to make that much in a year if you could make that much in a month. Well, I thought he was nuts because, I mean, I was working like a dog to make $100,000 in a year, and this guy was telling me I could do it in a month. Well, I don't know, it's like what you would say if somebody told you you could make next month what you made all of last year. But I didn't say to him, okay, great guru, just tell me what to do. No, I did what I always did when somebody shared an idea that sounded completely ridiculous to me, which I started to fight with him. Because we tend to ridicule or reject ideas that are outside of our box, outside of our paradigm, outside of our belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And I started telling him every reason in the world why I could never earn $100,000 in a month. I was young. I was in my 20s. I was broke. Because even though I was making $100,000 a year, and you'll get this as an entrepreneur, even though I was bringing in $100,000, it was costing me $125,000 to get it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have any money. I told him that I thought you had to have money to make money. I told him that I hadn't achieved very much. I got kicked out of school when I was 15 years old. I told him that I grew up in poverty. My parents couldn't even provide the basics of life, like food and shelter, without government assistance. Everybody in my family, my cousins, my brothers, my dad, were all alcoholics, drug addicts, and criminals. And so for me to have changed and left that lifestyle and make $100,000 a year, I thought was great. And so I thought I was very justified in telling him every reason in the world why I could never make $100,000 in a month. And then he made the second statement. It was worse than the first. He looked me right in the eye and he said, you are a jerk, just like that. And it's like when somebody calls your income garbage and you a jerk in the first 5 minutes of meeting them, it's either going to be a brief meeting or maybe I thought.
Or a fist fight.
Or I thought to myself, what if he's right? What if it was possible to earn in a month what you're earning in a year? And so I thought to myself, I don't believe I can do it, but I'm looking at this guy's eyes, and he absolutely...
Right, he's convinced.
He believed that I could do it. So you know what I did? I believed in his belief in me, and I said to him, if you'll help me, I'll do anything you tell me. And I was serious. You know, I knew I was destined for more than what I've been achieving. I knew there was greatness in me somehow, and I just needed someone to help me, point me in the right direction. And he did that, and everything changed.
Wow.
You know, in my 20s, I started to make over $1 million a year. I mean... In the middle of a recession, in the last 25 years, I've brought in over $200 million into my bank account. It's unbelievable for me to even think about that. And my publishing company, Black Card Books, you know, is set to bring in about $100 million a year in the next 24, 36 months. I'm one of the top 20 highest paid speakers on the planet. I get to travel the world. It's just an incredible life. And coming from the ghettos of Canada, where I'm from, is even, you know, I got to pinch myself. And so when I hear people say, this can't be done, that can't be done, one of the things that's like, is a good thing, and you'll really appreciate this. He said, what you argue for, you get to keep. So if you argue for, you can't do it. You can't ever make in a month with you. You can never
Amazing
become
insight.
A millionaire.
Amazing insight.
It's great. What you argue for, you get to keep. And so when I stopped arguing, everything started to change. And I think people need a mentor, and like I did. I needed someone to guide me, and I wanted to change. I knew. I'd see other people making lots of money and having a life and driving the cars that they wanted to drive and living in. And I just thought, geez, how do I get that? And so that's what I did, and life's been great.
Now, I mean, even this segment alone is so valuable for the listeners of this show, which primarily are small business, small to medium-sized business owners. That's in general the footprint, and I know from the feedback that we get. Could you describe for our listeners, what is Black Card Books?
So Black Card Books is an entrepreneurial book publisher. What I've done in the past 30 years is I've become a category creator, and I was one of the first guys to ever talk about entrepreneurial book publishing. So what I've done is I've created a book publishing company, Black Card Books, and our whole focus is to help small and mid-sized business owners use books in entrepreneurial fashions, whether that's just increasing their income, whether it's using a book to generate leads, whether it's using a book to differentiate in the marketplace. I mean, you know that in this day and age, most people, most of us who sell things, have to deal with realities in the marketplace that were not there 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
Right.
People today are skeptical of anybody who's selling anything. And so the good thing about a book is the minute you people see your picture on a book cover, you're no longer a salesperson.
No.
You're an expert. And you're an authority figure. And they'll listen to you much differently. So I created a category of book publishing that was not so much focused on book sales. Because, you know, for a small business owner, if someone's listening to us tonight and they're a chiropractor or they're a dentist or they're a roofer, you know, you can make $10 selling a book, but you can make $10,000 selling a new roof or selling a house as a real estate agent or a financial planner. So our focus is much different than what's out there. And so just like Uber, I've disrupted the publishing world, and that's why we're growing at absolutely double digits. It's unbelievable pace that we're growing at. So
just to make sure that the listeners understand the concept, a roofer, for example, especially someone in the service business, I would imagine especially, they really now have a path instead of the Mount Everest approach of trying to go through and reach out and trying to get McGraw-Hill to publish your book, whatever it is. People don't realize what it's Mount Everest.
Oh, yeah.
It's
well,
Mount Everest.
You know, in this day and age, for a book for someone who wants to write a book, to go to a traditional publisher is near impossible.
Yeah.
I never recommend that because, you know, for every book that they take on, a big traditional New York publisher, they reject 3,000 to 5,000.
Yeah, I believe
so
that.
It's near impossible. It's,
and people don't realize it until they're like, and I've been trying to get a publisher for 18 months. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, and most of the people I know, I mean, we show people how to start benefiting from the fact that they're the author, even author of an upcoming book, right away, within a few weeks, they can start getting publicity, they can start getting credibility, they can use that book to generate leads. I mean, we'll talk about some of the strategies we show people.
So just that people get it, you really have that path, meaning you don't have to, you're at a cable car to the top of Mount Everest.
Yeah, well, it's a 30-year journey that we've taken
that you've
for
mastered
entrepreneurs.
And perfected.
Now, for science books or science fiction books or novels or, you know, poetry books, it's a different thing. But if someone's listening to us and they're an entrepreneur, we provide five major areas where they can use that book to grow a business, to generate leads, to differentiate themselves, to start creating additional sources of income. You know, this is if someone's an author, you know, they could repackage that information in 10 or 20 different ways and create additional sources of income. And that was always interesting to me. I wrote a book called The Millionaire Mindset, How Ordinary People Create Extraordinary Income. And a big part of that book was teaching them how to create multiple sources of income. And well, man, there's no faster way for somebody to generate many sources of income without having to outlay a lot of money up front as writing a book. Because we even show people how to get other people to pay for all the upfront costs. So if you're going to start a business and you could fund it with other people's money very fast, like within weeks, that's something people should look at today for sure.
Now, you've mentioned this earlier in the program. Consumers have never been more skeptical than they are now. And of course, your product helps solve that. Maybe you can again explain that concept.
You know, you just think about it. People are are very skeptical. They protect their money. There's so many scandals, so many ripoffs. Yeah. I asked a doctor recently who was at our event, because we do these publish a book and grow rich boot camps everywhere.
And, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. And so I asked a doctor, I said, he had been practicing for 20 years. And I said, when somebody 20 years ago received a prescription from you, what percentage complied, like just went and got it? He said 99%. Today, it's less than 20. Because if a doctor gives you a prescription today, whoa, the first thing someone's going to do is go to Google. They're going to go and check on all their friends. They're less compliant. Even with such a esteemed profession as medicine,
right,
they're still going to check it out. They're skeptical. Well, take it to a financial planner, for example.
Right.
When there's 10,000 of them per square mile here in New York City, you know, why should we believe one versus another?
Right.
Well, because one says they're nicer, because one says they have integrity. Well, I mean, people in this area know that that is a bunch of BS. And so anything anybody can do to lower the fear level, lower the skepticism, lower the reticence that people have today is going to be beneficial to their business. And I'm telling you, if someone was a brand new financial planner, brand new, and they were to write a book, they would have a significant unfair advantage versus someone who'd been in the business for 20 years. Just think about this. My son is 30 years old, married 3 or 4 years now, starting a family. If they were going to look for a financial advisor and one of them was an author of a book called Seven Things You Should Know Before You Hire a Financial Advisor, and one had a great brochure from a fancy multinational company, there's no question who's going to get that business. So it's the credibility factor that makes such a difference in this day and age.
So true. Now, your company offers a really unique experience, the boot camp. You mentioned it, and we're going to talk about it. It's this publish a book and grow rich.com. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, essentially, you know, it's a big deal publishing a book. And typically, most people have no idea what to do. Although, you know, ironically, I was just with Tony Robbins. I travel around with Tony Robbins everywhere. And we were just in Boston, 10,000 people there.
Nice.
I asked, how many of you thought about writing a book? About 90% of people thought about writing a book. Everybody wants to write a book, but very few people do it. And it's because they don't know that there's a system on how to do this.
Right.
So they're operating based on false concepts. One of the false concepts is that the book that they have to write has to be, you know, a massive tome that has to get somehow blessed by some New York publisher, and it has to be 500 pages thick, and it's got to win a Pulitzer Prize. Well, that's not at all the approach. That in this day and age, there is a tool, and ours is one of them, called publishabookandgrowrich.com, where we take 2.5 days and we show people how to alter their concept of what book that they should do. For most people listening, an 80 to 100, 120-page book is all they need. It doesn't have to be published by a traditional publisher. In this day and age, it's quite acceptable to self-publish a book.
Mm-hmm.
But people need to understand which is the best book for them in this day and age.
Right.
And so the first of the 5 modules we cover is plan it. You got to plan the right book.
Nice.
And we show people to get the fastest path to the biggest cash. And so if you focus on a how-to book, a book that shows people how to overcome 6 or 7 or 8 major needs and desires and problems of their target market. So if someone wants to be a coach or is a coach or a consultant, well, they help people eliminate some problems in that book. So an 80 to 100 page book with 8 to 10 chapters each is just 8 to 10 pages each.
So bite-sized.
So it doesn't have to be this giant, enormous. You know, you don't have to knock Robert Kiyosaki or Rich Dad Poor Dad off the bestseller list. You just got to come up with 7 or 8 or 9 simple strategy based on your journey. And I think, frankly, the thing that most people struggle with is I'm not worthy. Who's going to want to read a book by me? There's already 10,000 books on my subject. And I say, let go of that.
I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the best example is the beginning of the show. I mean, the rejections are coming up. Cut it out. Yeah. Quiet.
Just
get past it.
Yeah. And I think people hold on to things too tightly. And, you know, people said to me, a guy said to me the other day, he said, you know, I'm not qualified to write a book. I said, write the book. You're going to be qualified. No one questions authors. So there's a whole movement right now in marketing. It's like where people are realizing that they need more. I mean, yes, you can do stuff on social media, but my goodness, you know, what are the chances of you and I becoming the next Gary Vee? What are the chances of us getting 1 million followers on YouTube? That's tough. What are the chances of us, you know, having a budget where we can spend $5 million on Facebook or that's just not. But do you know, you can get a book. There's a movement of entrepreneurs who are leading edge, who are cracking the mold, who are stepping out of their comfort zone, where they're publishing books. We show people how to fund the book. It's one of the 5 modules. How to fund it, how to get other people to pay for all of the costs to do this. You could literally start your own business. For those people who, for instance, we get a lot of people, and there may be lots of people listening to this show because they want to break out of their own job. They're looking for a way to become an entrepreneur. There's no faster way than to become an author, get other people to fund that book, which is ostensibly a new company. We get lots of people who have a job, but they want to get out of it. They realize they're never going to get rich working for somebody else, and they're looking into entrepreneurship. Well, man, there's no faster way than to get other people to advertise in the back of your book. And let me just tell you, that's our secret, is if someone's writing a book because they want to become a wedding planner. So they write a simple little book, 8 steps to planning the most awesome wedding without breaking the bank. And if they're a wedding planner, that's a great book to give away to get business. Right. So they go and find a limo company, a venue. They find a cake decorator, a limo company.
You're sharing all the secrets here tonight.
I mean, it's like I think it's better to give people good information.
Jerry,
So you go and find a wedding planner or a limo company, and you say to them, "Listen, if you buy 100 copies of my book, I'll give you an ad in the back of the book." Well, if I was a limo company or a DJ or an insurance salesperson who wanted to get in front of people who are getting married, and all I got to do is buy 100 books. My goodness. And I can sell those books at my florist shop. It just makes sense. So you can fund this whole business with other people's money within 6 weeks of today or attending our boot camp. I mean, we show there's things you need to get to that level, and we show people a step-by-step method, but this is doable. People can do this.
Before we go to a commercial break, I want to remind the audience, the way to find out more information is type in, it's a little bit long, but it's worth it. You got to do some effort here, all right? publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB for Mind Your Business. You got to check this out. publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Their next event, well, the next event, they have events all the time, but their next New York event is going to be September 22nd through the 24th. It's a 2.5-day boot camp. And you're not going to believe this. I don't know why he's doing this, because the value is there. One lucky listener is going to win that to attend for free. Jerry, I mean, you didn't lose your mind here, but that's very gracious. Thank you.
Well, it's a great seminar. I mean, it gives people, and we've had, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in it, and it really works. I mean, people leave there blown away.
And we have so much more to cover, but I want to remind the listeners, the way to enter for that one coveted free ticket is 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and send it in. Just send that text, and one lucky listener. Now, everyone else who doesn't win is not going to be unlucky. Tickets are available for Mind Your Business listeners for just $98. You're going to gain so much value. But again, one lucky listener is going to get it for free. Again, send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered to win that one ticket for the upcoming boot camp, which is going to be on September 22nd through the 24th. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
If you own a business, you've got competition. So you have to be different. The number one proven way to be different is to write a book. Think about what The 7 Habits did for Stephen Covey and what The Tipping Point did for Malcolm Gladwell. At Black Card Books, we have a system proven to position you as an authority in your market. Join us for a 2.5-day boot camp, September 22nd through the 24th, and learn the steps toward becoming a successful author. Visit publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. That's publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Increase your influence, your sales, and your income. Go to publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. And of course on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is the famous Jerry Robert. Many of you have heard him speak on stage. Well, now we have him in the studio. Very gracious, and thanks for schlepping in, as they say. Now, I mean, you mentioned about this very gracious offer. I'm just going to remind the listeners, there is a boot camp coming up about that discusses the A to Z on how to publish your own book. And if you're just tuning in now, where were you? But good news, by Tuesday morning following the airing of the show, it will be up at WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com, the full episode, and including the video. We're going to have the video up by then as well on YouTube and push it out. The next event is coming up on September 22nd through the 24th. You could find out more information by going to publishabookandgrowrich.com. Put in /MYB for Mind Your Business for all the details. Again, I'll repeat that. publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB for Mind Your Business. But one lucky listener is going to win it for free. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB, and hit send, and you're automatically entered. So I'm going to turn to Jerry now, Jerry Robert, and say, wait a second. People pay $98 to come to your boot camp, and you're giving away one for free. Yeah. You didn't lose your mind, did you?
No, I haven't.
Is it the New York thing?
What? I don't know what it is. I mean, I think the idea is this, is we are an entrepreneurial book publisher. We're the fastest growing book publisher on the planet right now.
Amazing.
Based on title acquisitions.
Okay.
Right? So, and we find, and we authors at these boot camps. In fact, we only publish books from people who attend that boot camp.
Nice.
And so we want to, I mean, we make this offer on radio because we want to find entrepreneurial publishers who are willing to get off their duff and do something. Just act. Take a chance. What if they could get a ticket to this? But if they sit around, they wait, they're not going to be any good for us anyway, so we don't want that kind of people. So someone who's listening to this who thinks, you know, maybe a book could really help me, and I want to prove to these guys that I'm serious. And then they'll send in the text, and if they're in the right energy, then the universe will reward them with a ticket. But they got to do something. Get off the couch and
show up
and send that text.
And send a text. I mean, my gosh, 5 digits, 64600, and put in the letters. I'm sorry. Also add 3 more, MYB. If you can't do that, you're out. I'm sorry.
That's great.
Now, you talked about this, but I want people to understand this. So they went ahead. It's such a great ticket. It's such a great business card. But how could they use the book to generate leads for their business?
So I'll give you an example. So Rosita Shari was a life coach, parenting coach.
Okay.
She had taken out ads in the newspaper to try and get leads for her consulting business. She was spending $1,500 a week for a small ad. She would typically get 15 to 20 calls a week, which at least paid for the ad.
Okay. They didn't all convert. I mean,
she at least made some money. She had been doing that for a long time. She came to my seminar. I said to her, why don't you give away the book for free? Well, people looked at me, and when I, you know, when I share the idea of, well, you can sell a book and make 10 bucks, but in her case, she sold a 1 year coaching program for about 3,000. So I said to her, why try and make 10 bucks selling a book? It's selling a book in this day and age is so difficult, my goodness, with all the digital stuff. I said, give the book away for free in that newspaper ad. So she converted her newspaper ad, the same size ad,
right.
$1,500,
right.
Offered a free book. It's actually went from 15 calls a week to up to 500 leads.
Hmm. And she was sending each one a book.
Yes. And no, she didn't send it to them. She had them come to her introductory seminar on Saturdays. Now, of course, not all 500 showed up, but right. She was getting exponential amount of leads. So anybody here could do that. Anybody, for instance, who's in selling. If somebody's in selling and they send a copy of their book to a prospect before they attend, before they meet, and it just says something like this, my mentor told me I should give my book to the 100 most positive people in this city. I hear you're one of them. I'm looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Come on.
I mean, this is gold.
People have a high perceived value when they get a book. Now, the funny thing is that an 80 to 100 page book in this area, if we were to print 2,000 copies, would cost less than $1 to print.
What?
You could print a book for less than a dollar or two. What do people do with brochures? If somebody gave you a brochure, it's going to get turfed in the garbage. People never throw away a book.
Right.
So as a marketing tool, as a business card, I say it's a brochure on steroids.
Yeah.
There's nothing more powerful than a book. And when somebody receives one, they're receiving something that they perceive as $20 or $30.
That's right.
But the reality is, as a business tool, there's nothing like it to differentiate themselves. I mean, I don't know how many. Like, I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
In Toronto, there are 40,000 real estate agents. What separates one from another? They're all selling ostensibly the same product. Why should I choose one versus another? So if somebody was an author, that instantly separates them from everybody else that they do. So there are business practices that where we use books. Now, of course, we're assuming a book has to be good, it has to be well written.
Right.
We show people in this boot camp you're talking about, we show people how to write a book in 40 hours. It doesn't have to take a long time. Now, they need a step-by-step system. Ours is a 7-step system to help pull the book out of their head.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a Pulitzer Prize-winning book. It doesn't have to be a 500-page book. An 80 to 100-page book is good enough to completely alter people's businesses in no time.
Now, I'm sure you ask this question all the time. Is there a difference between hardcover and paperback?
Well, there is, but most people are good enough to do a soft cover book. I mean, I think the other reality is it's very easy to print one copy, one version in soft cover and one in hardcover.
Right.
You know, so it's just about four times the cost. That's the only problem.
Now, how would having a book open new media doors for an author?
Yeah, well, just think about this. So let's envision a small newspaper in a community. There's community newspapers.
Sure.
They decide that they want to have a health article, a column.
Mm-hmm.
So they could approach somebody in their district, in their area, in their neighborhood. You know, maybe one person's been a chiropractor for 30 years. Another person is a chiropractor for 6 months, but is an author.
Oh my,
who do you think is going to get the column?
It's
no
unfair.
Question. So we have people every single week, because we do hundreds of these seminars all around the world every year. We get people who've never done anything of note, never have achieved very much, get radio and TV all the time. And sometimes, not always, but national. We've had teachers who retired teachers. One lady from Norwalk, Connecticut, wrote a book called Stop Singing the Blues. She's a motivational speaker and life coach. Never did anything dramatic. Well, we got her into Time magazine because Time magazine was doing an article on women in transition.
Amazing.
As the author of an upcoming Amazing. Book. And it doesn't even have to be the published book. Just announcing that you're the author of an upcoming book gets you publicity. We get it every single week. We talked earlier about a roofer.
Right.
Well, we had one lady who her name is Anastasia button. Okay. She wrote a book called hashtag New Job, New Life. She was a roofer. And she wrote a book called hashtag New Life, right, New Job, New Life. Because she wanted to leave. She's been featured all over the media with no experience. And so it works. And now the reality is, if we're an entrepreneur again, we want to increase our reach. And so instead of you chasing customers, here's the interesting technique.
Sure.
So she gets on the radio because she's an author. In that radio interview, mm-hmm. she offers a free downloadable version of her book. And she sends people to a website. Even though her book is not even out yet, thousands of people respond by going to a simple web page. You know, we call it a land-in page or right. a mm-hmm. opt-in page. Yep. It's a one-page website mm-hmm. where she offers people a digital copy of her book. But now she's got the lead.
Right.
She's got, you know this more than anybody. The money in marketing is in the database.
That's right.
So you offer somebody a copy of your upcoming book, even though the book may not be written yet, they'll go and get on that list. And so that's what's great about a book for publicity for entrepreneurs. So
I'm speaking with none other than Jerry Robert here in studio. The best way to find out more about this is go to their website, publishabookandgrowrich.com, publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. One lucky listener is going to win a free ticket to the upcoming boot camp event, which is taking place September 22nd through the 24th. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered to win. Again, one lucky listener. The other listeners are still lucky. They can purchase a ticket for as low as $98.
Can I just?
Sure.
There's an interesting lesson in regards to that offer about the free draw. You know, the thing that stops most people from writing a book, Yitzhak, is the paradigm of postponement.
Yeah.
I'll do it later. So we just made an offer here of somebody able to win a ticket to a $2,500 right. seminar. But the paradigm of postponement will cause them to say, I'll do it later.
So true.
See, my friend T. Harv Eker, who I'm sure. you know, he says, he became famous for saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. And so if you delay responding to this offer to just send a text, if you're going to delay that, the chances of you ever doing a book are next to nothing. Because the paradigm is in control. And the paradigm of postponement, of putting things off, of waiting, of that is throughout somebody's life. And so if you want to win, act.
You're sharing such great advice.
Send that text
this
in.
This is a great interview. If you're just tuning in, I don't know what's with you. I shouldn't say you're missing because now you're tuned in, but you missed even thus far an amazing show. But again, good news. It will be up at WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Jerry Robert, president of Black Card Books. And we're talking about the upcoming seminar coming up on September 22nd through the 24th. To find out more about it, here's the site. publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB for Mind Your Business. That's the site that will give you all the information you need to really become very successful. Now, one lucky listener is going to win this for free. Again, it costs $2,500. One lucky listener is going to win it. But as Jerry said, you got to send this text. I mean, you know, hey, it's what is it, five characters? 64600. Put in the letters MYB. No one's going to do it for you. If you're going to do it, you may get that free ticket. And if you do it and you don't win, guess what?
$98
will get you a ticket for success. Now, success comes in the form of writing a book. Now, Jerry, it's interesting. In today's social media era, right? So the face behind the brand often becomes the brand itself. You know, why is it so important that a person should, you know, they should be wired in order to understand that it's more than just putting up some Facebook posts and some Instagram pictures, but the book, and even in today's day and age, that book, when you walk in and you put it down on the table, they look at you differently.
Well, they do. And it's so critical. I wrote a book one time called Multiply Your Business, where we looked at the different marketing realities that we all have to contend with, right? We're selling today. Mm-hmm. And one of them is just the plethora of information available. I just came back from a tour of Australia, and again, I was speaking on a program with Tony Robbins, and he said something the other day that really made a lot of sense to me. He said, you know, Jerry, never in the history of the world have people had access to more information, yet never in the history of the world are people starving for wisdom. There's just so much information. So how do you stand out? You got to stand out today. Because you could put Facebook page posts up. You could put quotes from dead people. You can do all kinds of stuff that everybody does, you know, that you're having a Danish at Starbucks. But in this day and age, the reality is people have lots of information. And so what we want to do, and that's what this show does. That's what Mind Your Business show does.
Jerry,
is that you
precious.
Give content. There's so many shows where people are just selling, but people don't need to be sold. The minute somebody starts to feel like you're selling them, they shut down.
Click.
So the trick in this day and age is to give people content. If you give people good, solid content, and it's easy to do, they'll see you differently, they'll listen to you much differently if they see that you're an author. Because when your picture is on a book cover, you are no longer a salesperson, you're an advisor. Just by the way, do you know what the first six letters of the word authority is?
Author.
Author.
Boom.
Bam.
Never thought of that. Nice. Now, you've spoken about this. You have some great strategic advice and experience on sales. So now, again, let's walk the listener through this. They publish a book. Now, you know, what's your top recommendation on how they convert that in the sales process?
Well, yeah, let me just tell you. Anthony Dennis, 21-year-old car salesperson from Charlotte, North Carolina, says to me, what could I write a book on? I said, well, he says he's a car salesperson. He says, I'm young. So he sells, I think it was Lexus. He said, I can't even afford the cars that I sell, and I've only been doing it for 6 months. What could I write a car? See, most people don't feel qualified to write a book. So I said to him, Anthony, what you're going to do is you're going to go and interview 10 of the top salespeople from around the country. You phone the top car salesperson in Detroit and tell them that you're writing a book called 9 Questions to Ask Before You Buy a New Car. Because there's lots of types of books, right? So the one type of book is This Is My Advice. Another type of book is This Is My Story. But there's another type of book called A Reporter Type Book. So this young Anthony Dennis calls all of the different top salespeople in Detroit, in Washington, in LA, in Chicago, in Dallas. The top salesperson in Dallas gets a call from somebody who's writing a book, and they want to ask them, give me one question somebody should ask before they buy a new car. He transcribes all that information, puts it in his own words, synthesizes it, gets 10 experts. Do you know if you interview 10 experts, you'll be considered the 11th. Now, this kid's 21 years old. He writes all of these things, puts it in a small book, 88 pages, and offers the book for free in the dealership's newspaper ad.
It's just brilliant.
Where do they get the book? At the showroom. But you see, somebody who didn't feel qualified, because most people think if you're going to write a book, you have to be a PhD in English, you've got to be a multimillionaire, all that. This kid's 21 years old, never even sold a car, but he goes and piggybacks on the expertise of other people. Let me ask you this, because all of your readers will know the book Think and Grow Rich.
Right.
Isn't that exactly what Napoleon Hill did
right.
with the book Think and Grow Rich?
Right.
He was a broke reporter when he wrote that book. And so if you, anybody listening to us, just goes and interviews other people who are experts in the field and just ask them open-ended questions, they'll become an expert themselves just like that.
Now, the entrepreneurs and authors that you work with, I've noticed, have formed like a community. Mm-hmm. There's like this this bond. Why is that so? You seem to thrive on that
well,
and encourage that.
I think in this day and age, we need tribes. We need people to encourage us. We need people to let us know that to keep going. I mean, the tendency with this, with any achievement project, is to give up. People will
right.
it, most people never do it because they quit so fast. And so there is a movement afloat right now in the world of people who are considering new innovative ideas for marketing, and writing a book is a good one. So we find that the encouragement of other people is critical. That's
so
why
true.
At Black Card Books, we say that our authors are like family. You know, we have almost 1,000 authors now whose books
Amazing.
We're publishing, so it's working out great.
To find out more information about the upcoming boot camp, it's publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB for Mind Your Business. Again, publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Now, Jerry's being very gracious. One lucky listener is going to win this for free. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB. It's that simple. You can't do that. I'm sorry, yeah, you're not coming.
And when we offer these types of free tickets like this, thousands of people jump on it. So get on
Amazing.
It fast. I mean, it's exciting because
it's a
true value. I mean, it's a fun seminar there. It's typically a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and we give people from A to Z what to do. They don't have to publish with us. They don't have to buy anything. They just come and they learn a unique way of publishing. So I consider myself like the... What we've done in book publishing, we're like the Uber of book publishing. We've
right.
disrupted traditional publishing.
That's right.
Screw the old way of doing it where somebody, you know, 1 out of 3,000 gets published if they're lucky enough, and they got to convince some literary agent and then maybe they get published.
It's
and
Mount
then,
Everest.
And then they count, they keep all the money. They say they're going to do all kinds of things, but unless your book is a major home run, most book publishers don't do a damn thing. So if you're disruptive, if you're like that sort of entrepreneurial bent, then they'll love this. Our approach is very unique.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you own a business, you've got competition. So you have to be different. The number one proven way to be different is to write a book. Think about what The 7 Habits did for Stephen Covey and what The Tipping Point did for Malcolm Gladwell. At Black Card Books, we have a system proven to position you as an authority in your market. Join us for a 2.5-day boot camp, September 22nd through the 24th, and learn the steps toward becoming a successful author. Visit publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. That's publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Increase your influence, your sales, and your income. Go to publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is the famous Jerry Robert. Many of you have heard him speak on stage, but tonight we're talking about his incredible operation that he runs when a business owner realizes I could really position myself as the expert that I am. And we discussed that. You are an expert in your business. Don't second guess yourself. And you could find out how to accomplish your dream of publishing a book. It's that simple. And the advice is there. by going to publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Now, there's a boot camp coming up on September 22nd through the 24th. One lucky listener is going to win a free ticket. Jerry was very gracious. I mean, literally, he's handing out
$98.
One lucky listener is going to win this for free. Thank you, Jerry. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered to win. Everyone else, it's worth the fee because you'll finally be positioned as that expert. Now, Jerry, you know, Black Card Books is around the world. It's not just in North America. You talked about going to Australia. Australia, that's a schlep. I mean, you're in 16 countries worldwide. Where? How do you do that?
Well, it's just the people are the same everywhere. You know, especially in our day and age when people don't trust people who sell things. And not only that, as a marketer, an entrepreneur has to market their business. You've got to find where there's a limited budget. There's
right.
Cost of advertising goes up.
Right.
The results go down.
Mm-hmm.
You need a tool that mitigates against all these problems. And a book is able to do that. And especially since in our case, we show people how to use books, how to get other people to pay for all the costs. So that's what's brilliant is that you don't have to put you can advertise your business, and it's a self-funding marketing campaign because you could literally sell books to people who advertise in your book, and that pays for the funding of the whole project. I mean, it's a great way of doing it. So it works everywhere.
Now, have you gotten the request for someone to that has put out a book in North America and they want to go into the French market to translate it? Do you address those issues as well?
Yeah, but for most people, you know, we take care of all that. What we do is we get people to who want to open up new markets. You know, someone may be a consulting business, and, mm-hmm. and they really, for instance, if people in America should know that the Great British pound is worth a lot more than the U.S. dollar. Well, for somebody who's not tied to a specific physical location, they could literally take their business and start selling in Great Britain if they're an author. And it's easy to joint venture with somebody in Great Britain by promote because you get publicity everywhere right. you go as an author.
Right.
That's what's good. So if you want to open up new markets, if somebody wants to change markets, for instance, somebody is in financial planning
mm-hmm.
and they realize that they want to attract higher net worth individuals, write a book called Eight Strategies for High Net Worth Individuals. Who's going to want to request that yeah. book? Only the new market that you're going after. So it's powerful for those reasons as well.
Now, I'm sure you talk about this at the seminar, but just to pick from your wealth of wisdom in this area, do you encourage that someone even sends out this book at an early stage in the prospect journey, or they have to get vetted first? I mean, once an author writes it and they want to use it to build their business.
Yeah, no, so we have a lot of ancillary marketing materials. Because we are entrepreneurial book publishers
mm-hmm.
and book sales is not the primary issue.
Right.
It's results. Whether that's publicity with leads, whether that's increased
right.
fees, whether
branding,
that's all those marketing things.
Mm-hmm.
For those reasons, you need ancillary marketing materials. You need a killer media kit. You need an advertising kit. You need to have a good website. You need to have a video that goes along that sells you. And once you have that platform of like marketing at a very, very high level, even if you're brand new, if you've never done this before, people will treat you differently. That's for sure.
Now, Jerry, I mean, we could go on for hours, but we're nearly running out of time. First, before we have a parting thought, I want to remind the listeners, the website to find out all the information about this. It's a long website, but it's worth, again, you got to put in some effort. Jerry's making it so easy for you, but you got to type in the website. publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB for Mind Your Business. Again, publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Now, again, one lucky listener is going to win a free entry, a free pass into the boot camp coming up on September 22nd and through the 24th. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered. Jerry, Wow, the time went fast. Any final takeaways for the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is this, is pay attention to the voice in your head. When it comes to book publishing, the voices in your head are going to say things like, no one's going to want to read your book. You're not credible. Do it later. And just to watch those things. If I had one message for most people listening to this, is this, I think most people get this, that this is a phenomenal tool. What stops them is the voice in their head that says, you can't do this. You can do this. I did it. You did it. It's actually, because I can't wait to read your book.
Thank you,
a book is a phenomenal tool. And so I want people to know that they can do this. And if they do it, it'll not only change their life, it'll change the life of the readers. Of course, I'm assuming that anybody listening to this is going to write a good book. And it'll change the world. It'll change businesses. It'll change marriages. It'll change countries. It'll change companies. It'll do a lot of good. And people need to hear the journey that our listeners, your listeners, have been on. And for that reason, that's the reason I get on a plane and I go around the world at least 8 times a year, because of the good that those books are going to do in this world. So thank you so much for having
Jerry,
me.
Jerry, what a treat. What a treat. Really a big
thank
treat.
You.
Well, we're out of time, so stay tuned up next for additional programming here at 77 WABC. And of course, tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.